The rest of the story. Word spread like a prairie fire. They were going to lynch the Reverend Crabiel, the new pastor of the town's Mennonite church. Why? Well, the year was 1864, for those were the bitter final months of the Civil War. The Union Army had started drafting, and on the issue of conscription, folks in and around the Illinois farm community of Summerfield were vociferously divided. Those opposed were the Mennonites, German Americans whose pacifism was based on their religious beliefs, and leading the citizenry opposed to them was a German-born Civil War colonel named Friedrich Hecker. You may recall Hecker from history class. Friedrich Hecker, renowned freedom fighter, once determined to topple his homeland's monarchy and then to establish a united German republic, Friedrich Hecker, welcomed as a hero of democracy upon his arrival in the United States in 1848, hailed in triumphal parades through the streets of Philadelphia and Baltimore, and Milwaukee and Louisville, Pittsburgh and Detroit and Cincinnati, Friedrich Hecker, proud new American citizen, Republican Party activist, commander of the 82nd Illinois Volunteers, sworn enemy of sniveling cowards everywhere. And who was the biggest sniveling coward in his adopted hometown of Summerfield? That Mennonite preacher, Christian Crabiel. That's who. For while soldiers were in short supply, Pastor Crabiel had been counseling his parishioners not to fight. And to Colonel Hecker, the living symbol of courage to all German Americans, that meant war. And so it was after an orgy of hot rhetoric that the colonel organized a lynch mob one night. He set out to rid the community of that traitor, Crabiel. And Hecker found him on the steps of the old church, calmly standing there, awaiting his apparently certain fate. "You know what we've come for," said the former. The preacher nodded. He knew what they'd come for. The crowd noisily pressed forward. But at that moment, a bystander approached the stalwart Colonel Hecker and whispered something in his ear. Now, the name of this interfering neighbor has long since been forgotten, but what he whispered turned the resolute colonel pale and made him raise his hand and order the mob to disperse. And those assembled obeyed, and Pastor Crabiel walked inside the church and closed the door. For the time had come to remind Colonel Courageous of what he had thought was a well-kept secret. That he had not merely strode aboard a ship and sailed to America to preach the doctrines of democracy, but rather with a price on his head. The high-born German revolutionary had fled his homeland in terror. He had crawled into an empty casket aboard a vessel bound for western shores, like the sniveling coward that at least part of him was. Today, towering over the humble tombstones in Summerfield's historic cemetery is a monument to the Colonel Friedrich Hecker, outclassed only by the shining memorial bearing his name in St. Louis's Benton Park. Fearless and bold, those magnificent monuments suggest. But should you ever visit either and be tempted to salute, perhaps first you will smile, recalling the big, brave freedom fighter's first voyage in a coffin, and a forgotten Summerfield pacifist who valiantly stood his ground. Because now you know the rest of the story.